Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Sullivan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Al Nipper. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Nipper covering, for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice throws the ball into Barrett, who tags Tabler, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burks moves to second. Wade Boggs, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Burks scores. Barrett moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baylor hits a pop-up towards first. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Buckner hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball four. Hall moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Owen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Owen reaches second base with a double. Ellis Burke's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Burks is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Burks hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Barrett is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Owen scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Boggs is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Dempsey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burks. Dempsey reaches second base with a double. Burks throws the ball into Boggs, who tags Dempsey trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Butler is 0-1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Franco is 0-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Tabler is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Carter is 0-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Rice is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Baylor is 0-1 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Buckner is 0-1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Henderson is 0-1 in the game. Henderson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sullivan is 0-1 in the game. Sullivan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Owen is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burks is called out on strikes. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barrett is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Barrett is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Dempsey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Dempsey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dempsey hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Henderson hits a fly ball towards center. Butler catches it and throws to first to double up Buckner. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Tabler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burks. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabler moves to third. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner has Tabler trapped. There's the throw to Sullivan and over to Boggs, who tags Tabler for the out. Carter moves to third. Hall moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan is called out on strikes. One out. Spike Owen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Swindell fires to first and has Owen trapped. There's the throw to Franco, who tags Owen for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dempsey hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Butler is 0-for-3 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Barrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs moves to third. Rice moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baylor is walked intentionally. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boggs tags and scores. Rice tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark pinch hits for Pat Tabler. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clark for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to third. Calvin Schiraldi now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter scores. Hall moves to second. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bernazard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Owen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops it up and throws to first, with Camacho covering, for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Burks is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Doug Frobel pinch hits for Rick Dempsey. Doug Frobel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Frobel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Butler is 0-for-4 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Butler moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler moves to third. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Dave Clark. Carmelo Castillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Castillo hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Carter is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.